Eastern Pennsylvania. This is Sounds Like Nonsense, and my name is Roman. And we've hit the It's Way Too Hot in the WJRH studio portion of the semester, where all the windows are up, the heater is on, and I am melting. So to counter that, let's play some happy music. Yes, this is an idea I had where I'm just going to play all happy songs because I feel like this show has gotten a little too dour in recent, you know, episodes. Playing a little too much metal, so we're going to try to balance that out today. And this first one comes from Sweet Trip, and I'll explain what's going on with this album and the next three albums after this, right after this song, which is Starlife. Roman, why are you playing weird, you know, techno music for the happy playlist? I'm glad you asked. There's an indie record company called Darla Records, and they had a thing where 20 of the different bands they signed had to make an album that they thought most represented Bliss, and this was called the Bliss Out series, and there were 20 albums in the series. I'm only playing four of the songs from those 20 albums because Most of these are really weird. I don't really get how they're supposed to be happy. But that was Sweet Trips. That was Bliss Out Volume 11 off their Halakha album. This next one comes from The Cat's Meow. It's a song called Faded. Jeez, if that was a happy song, I don't want to see these people sad. So what's next? It's Aura Lee by Arctica with two A's and a K. And the Wi-Fi here is still being very, very uncooperative. Come on, load up. Here we go. It's going. All right, thanks for listening to me ramble. Here's Arctica with Aura Lee. Is everyone happy yet? Is everybody feeling it? I know I am. All right, let's pick it up a little bit. This one is an instrumental, which I try not to play too many of, except that I'm going to play another one later. But I had to play this one because the band is called Japan Cakes, and that made me laugh. That's happy enough. Even if the song is terrible, just knowing that there's a band called Japan Cakes out there, and they got signed to a semi-major label... makes me happy. So let's chill out and listen to Duluth 75 by Japan Cakes.
Thank you.
right, that's going to do it for all the Bliss Out albums from here on. It's just whatever I thought would be, like, a good, happy song to play. Except for this one, because I did not pick this one. My mom picked it for me, because she wanted, you know, she wanted some recognition for listening to all these crazy songs I've been playing. So, of course, I will oblige. This is Cleaning Windows by Van Morrison, and I have no idea if this is a happy song or not. I didn't listen to it before right now. It could just be 4 minutes and 46 seconds of Van Morrison crying. I will find out. But either way, a promise is a promise. So here's Cleaning Windows.
The bakery from across the street got in my nose. Yeah, we carried our letters down the street with the wrought iron gate rose. I went home and listened to Jimmy Rogers in my lunch break. Woodbine at the shop on the corner and went straight back to work. Oh, Sam was up on top and I was on the bottom with the V. We went for lemonade and Paris buns at the shop and broke for tea. Watch out. From the lady, and I cleaned the fan light inside out. I was blowing saxophone on the weekend in a down joint. What's my life? I'll have to clean it windows. Take my time. I'll see you when my love grows. Baby, don't let it slide. I'm a working man in my prime, cleaning windows. Number 36. I'm a rolling stone. I went home and read my Christmas Humphrey's book on Zen. Curiosity killed the cat. Kerouac storm of bumps and on the road. What's my life? I'm happy cleaning windows. Will I take my time? I'll see you when my love grows. Don't let it slide. I'm a working man in my prime, cleaning windows. All right. Number 126. I will be right tomorrow. I just burned a tanner and 3 deep in the windowsill.
Yeah, I'd say that was happy enough to be on the big playlist. Good call, Mom. That was Cleaning Windows by Van Morrison. Up next, it's back in my goalpost, so let's listen to something from Italy. This is Peace of Mind from a solo project by some guy from Italy who's like a kind of well-known rock musician over there, and his band, The Pilgrim. And when I first listened to this album, Walking into the Forest, I was very delightfully surprised by how much I was enjoying it, for how like kind of light and fluffy it was compared to what I was expecting. So here's Peace of Mind. I really do like that song. Okay, let's get weird with also happy. It's our friends from Texas, the Butthole Surfers, with probably the happiest song I've ever heard by them. It's shocking to me that they would make this song when, like, they have other songs like The Shaw Sleeps in Lee Harvey's Grave and just, like, Lady Sniff. Like, if you want, listen to either of those, then listen to this, and it's like night and day. It's like, how is this the same band? But this is TV Star.
I'm in love with a TV star. She drove me home in her Lexus car. Like a dog, but I don't watch a show. Spend my time with the radio. Seen her dancing on the Sunset Strip. Bell-bottom jeans and a curvy hips. Seen her sitting there with her boyfriend. Good-looking fella, but he's looking kind of thin. Christina, la 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 la, Christina. La 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 la, Christina. La 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 la, Christina. I love you so. Remember that day we played pool? I saw your bedroom and we ate barbecue. Bobby came from a trip downtown. 50 up and 40 down. Love you more than the sun in the sky. Gotta kiss and hug you before I die. Something else that you ought to know too. Did something weird, Christina. Oh la 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 la, Christina. La 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 la, Christina. La 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 la, Christina. I love you so. Star. She drove me home in her Lexus car. Like her dog, but I don't watch a show. Spend my time with the radio. Been watching TV as the years go by. Seen them born and I seen them die. Something else that you ought to know too. I like a girl named Ellen more than you. Christina, la 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 la, Christina, la 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 la, Christina, la 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 la, Christina, I love you so.
Okay, next up is another song I haven't heard before, but I'm familiar with the band because a few weeks ago I played Shady Lane. This is Pavement with probably their most well-known song, which is Cut Your Hair. And that made me laugh, so let's listen to Cut Your Hair.
Stop it.
Darling, don't you go and cut your hair. You think it's gonna make him change?
I'm just a boy with a new haircut.
And that's a pretty nice haircut. Charger like a puzzle. Hit men wearing muzzles. Hesitate to die. Look around, around. The second drummer drowned. This telephone is found. Crazy band start up each and every day. I saw another one just the other day, a special new band. I don't remember lying, I don't remember lying, I don't remember a word, but I don't care, I care, I really don't care. Did you see the drummer's head?
Thank you. just no big hair. Songs mean a lot when songs are bought, and so are you. Face right down to the practice room. Tension and fame's a career.
That's pretty nice. Okay, let's go back to the 70s with... Okay, if anyone remembers last semester, I had that space rock episode, and I played Gong, which was like one of the only bands there before 1990. And I looked into some of their other stuff, and I found one other song I really liked called The Pothead Pixies, so I'm going to play that now.
I am you, crazy.
The thing they do in that song where, like, when they have the first guy talk and it comes out of like one speaker and then the other guy talks, it moves around. It's very disorienting, but I think it works for that. So it's a nice little like production trick they do. If you listen to that in a car, you could kind of understand more what I'm talking about. Here's one that's way out there for me because I like rarely ever play jazz, but I like this song. It's a cover of Take Five by Dave Brubeck by a Japanese guy playing the shakuhachi, which is a bamboo flute. So this is Minoru Muraoka's Take Five.
Take
like that song. It, like, cheers me up. Okay, let's go back to the 90s. And this one, I thought about playing for Halloween because the album is called Spooky. But, you know, they don't have a song called Spooky. Otherwise, I absolutely would have played that on Halloween. All right, this is Super Blast with an exclamation point by the band Lush. So you guys know the Talking Heads, probably. Did you know that David Byrne made a movie after he decided to leave the Talking Heads? It's called True Stories, and it's about, like, this weird town in Texas where they're having, like, a festival, and David Byrne just walks around in a cowboy hat and, like, explains things. So I haven't watched it. I just heard about it through YouTube. But let's go listen to some Talking Heads. So here's And She Was. Thank you. That was fun. Let's round it out with Incubus's happiest song. It's Wish You Were Here, a song ideal for driving down to the beach and listening to a concert with your girlfriend at the time. Yeah, that's the first time I heard this song, is I went to a concert with my girlfriend, and, you know, I knew a few Incubus songs. I didn't know this one, but, yeah, this one always stuck out to me. So this is a nice song from summer of 2018. That's our happy playlist. Hope everybody enjoyed a nice little respite from our usual sphere. It'll probably be back next week. But thanks for joining me. Thanks for listening to WJRH. Tune in next week, same time, for more of whatever. And I will turn you over to the person who's next. Bye-bye.